This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Monday, July 6, 2009. God is love. The scripture is 1 John 4, verses 7 and 8. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. God is love. The one word that best captures the heart of God's character is love. Not once, but twice in today's reading, the Apostle John says plainly that God is love. Love is a reflection of who God is at the core of his being. In connection with this, love is actually the one fruit of the Spirit. In Paul's original text, the word for fruit is singular, and all the other words that follow love in that sentence, joy and peace, patience, kindness, and so on, are qualities of love. We find more of those qualities in other passages, such as 1 Corinthians 13. Another way we could say this is that all of these qualities flow out of love. How did God show his love to us? He sent his one and only Son into the world so that we might live through him. Jesus came to die for us, paying the price of our sin, so that we could have new, full life with God. John then explains, "Since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another." Have you thought of love this way? In our relationships with people, we're usually kind and gracious to those who have been that way to us. But how do we usually treat people who ignore us or don't care about us? How do we deal with people who hurt us? What if we say we love God yet hate a brother or sister? We have this command: those who love God must also love one another.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.